What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
But we sometimes can't get out of our own way, Mark Zeno. That's why we're joined by the boss man, Mike Conti, in studio right now to discuss Atlanta United. Little Atlanta Hawks as well. United fall 2-1 last night inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium to enter Miami. They score first. Latte La had a great header. Lionel Messi claps back quickly with a cheeky goal. And then Inter Miami scores late to get the 2-1 lead. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. It's good to see you.
Great to see you as well. Thanks for joining us. How was the atmosphere last night inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Very engaged. I thought the fans were deep in it. Every bit of that 43,000 was full. Really great atmosphere. Terrific game. I know not the outcome that Atlanta United or their fans wanted, and I think there's some justifiable disappointment to see where Atlanta United is after the first month of the season. But the quality of that match, Drew, every bit as good as anything played anywhere in the world this weekend. One of the best regular season matches I think I've seen, especially the first half, where it was just end-to-end, haymaker after haymaker, chance after chance. Really a very intense and exciting match. And you could tell that Messi and the Super Friends, they wanted that one.
Right.
Messi played that match like it was a final. You know, when they put the lineup out and all four of those guys were in after they played in Jamaica on Thursday, that sent a message to me, look out.
They're here to play.
Miami is here to play, and they were. And that goes to show you that maybe there still was some lingering feeling, some sting from that playoff elimination last November. And, Messi looked like he was playing for Argentina against Brazil last night. He was very, very motivated and played maybe the best match I've seen him play since he joined Inter-Miami. Terrific match.
Makes you wonder, what has he been doing? Lollygagging in every other game?
He's just that incredible. But he can turn it on, and you realize why he's the greatest soccer player in the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Jason made a really good comment on that goal that he scored, where basically Schlesch had a giveaway, Messi, takes it away and chips Brad. Beautiful goal. And Jason goes, wow, Messi's actually playing defense. But that's what he does.
Right.
I mean, especially at this late stage of his career, he is elite at kind of hiding, lingering,
correct,
lurking, and then hitting the switch when he needs to, which makes him so lethal and so dangerous because you can lose track of him very quickly. He was switched on for the whole match last night in a way that he was switched on for 90 minutes plus stoppage time against France in the World Cup final. It was really amazing to see. But he is so good, Mark, he's like a dog. Like, he conserves his energy. You know, you think, oh, that dog over there, he's just sleeping, he's lazy, he's not doing much. But, man, when it's go time,
of course,
he snaps up and he's ready to play.
So through the first month of the season, what do you think the most frustrating thing for United supporters is? Because I think you can watch the games and say you like the style of play. Obviously, Miguel Almiron is back. Lotte Loth has put some goals in net. Brad Guzan still playing at a high level. But they're just not producing offensively as you'd really have liked to hope.
Yeah, that would be the most frustrating thing for me, is this group is not scoring.
Right.
And you spend a lot of money on this group to get goals, and you're not getting it. And it's because they have no chemistry whatsoever. And that's, I guess, not to be totally unexpected when you're assembling a new group that hasn't played together until maybe a month ago. I mean, remember, this group with Almiron and Lotte Loth, they didn't even play together in the preseason.
Right.
The first time they played together was that Montreal match. So it is going to take a little bit of time for that chemistry to develop. I think it's taking longer than we all expected. And I think, again, you saw it last night. Almiron is making runs, and it's not being spotted. Saba still appears to be maybe a tiny bit lost at times. They're not getting a lot of service to Lotte Loth. They got him two great balls in the first half. One was the goal. The other was just barely offside. And, boy, if that wasn't, it's 2-0, and the match is totally different 20 minutes into it. These things hopefully will come. I suspect that they will. But I think it's frustrating for the fans and probably for the players as well that you've played a month and it still hasn't coalesced yet.
Let's switch gears here to the Hawks as they kind of take a sweep over the hands at the Clippers and the Brooklyn Nets of all time.
How did that happen last night?
Brooklyn said, lottery be damned. We don't need your second balls. We're good. Look, they're five games out of the sixth seed behind the Pistons.
They're not getting the sixth seed. Don't even.
No chance.
Not even worth a discussion. I know you weren't bringing that up, no, but I just need to interject that again. The Hawks are not going to be out of the play-in round. They are going to be the 7 or 8.
Play-in purgatory still for the Atlanta
Hawks. And the Bulls once again, because it seems either the Bulls or the
Bulls
Heat.
Or the Heat. Yeah, exactly.
It might be the Magic this year, actually.
That would be interesting.
And that could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right, because it's 7-8 versus 9-10.
That's right.
That's right, not 7-10 versus 9-8.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be interesting. But, I mean, I guess post-trade deadline, we have a larger sample now of what they are. Your feeling is better, worse, the same as far as
generally
the
optimistic.
Product.
Generally optimistic. I mean, Caris LeVert being out last night was pretty big.
Yeah.
That's their big scoring punch off the bench. When they are fully healthy, like Jalen Johnson obviously not coming back this year, but when they have everyone else, they're pretty good. Honestly, the moves they made at the deadline did a lot to improve the second unit, which needed improving. Trey still has the space to be Trey and not necessarily have to adjust who he is to accommodate anyone else. When Clint Capella can play, and he's been out for a while, you know, you're getting rebounding off the bench that you're kind of missing right now. And I really do believe that Quinn Snyder is the right coach for this team. He seems to get along with everyone. Everyone likes him.
Yeah.
They respect him. I think from a player development standpoint, you're starting to see the development, certainly of Jalen Johnson before he got hurt.
Yep.
I think Dyson Daniels has evolved a lot this year offensively. You know who he was defensively, but he's evolved offensively. thinking Yaka Kongwu slowly but surely showing signs that he's going to be a nice player. And then look at the real young guys like Mohammed Gay, who has been a shocking revelation. You know, a second-round pick who's become a starter now in this league and has contributed. Dominic Barlow, Keaton Wallace. I mean, guys who are playing for College Park back and forth are coming up and making contributions to the NBA team. So I think that's a testament to Quinn Snyder's coaching ability as a player developer.
Let me ask you the same style question Zeno just did. Good, bad, or indifferent, Zachary Risacher. I mean, this was the number one overall pick in the draft. Is it kind of as expected up to this point?
Well, it's hard because when you have the label of the number one pick in the draft, I think the expectation is at a certain level, and it doesn't account for the overall quality of the draft class. I think Risacher still has a chance to be Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
I still think he's got a chance. I think it's between him, Castle in San Antonio, and then who's the guy from Memphis? Memphis has a rookie.
Would that be a feather in the cap for Landry Fields and the organization and the team?
Yeah.
Or?
I think it's a feather already because he's clearly better than Sarr. And that was the debate. Sarr might not want to play for Atlanta, but do you take him anyway because he's clearly better than Risacher? And they didn't do that. And I think Risacher has turned out to be a better player. So I think regardless, Landry Fields got it right. But I still think there's a chance now. I think you have, 14 or 15 games left in the season. There's a chance if Risacher has a big close to this season for him to be Rookie of the Year. The issue is the Hawks aren't on national TV a lot. I don't think the Hawks get a lot of respect nationally. So
they don't have one nationally televised planned game in their final stretch. I mean, they're going to take on the Warriors this upcoming Saturday night. That's on NBA TV. Before that, though, Mike, they're at Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
And
you can get in tickets
TNT?
As low as $7.
The TNT didn't want that game?
Not right here. Not
I'm
what
shocked.
I'm seeing. Yes.
Well, you'll have it on 92.9 the game.
Yes,
least,
you will.
Let me ask you this much about the Hawks. Look, I know they've changed the roster. They had some injuries. Defense now, again, allows the fourth most points per game in the league. Mm-hmm. It's always been a sore spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was better earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it falling off? And have they really made any dynamic changes to this defense at all?
Well, Jalen Johnson getting hurt, you lose a lot of rebounding there and some rim protection. Capella going to the bench. And I know Capella's kind of a polarizing figure. But you lose rim protection with Capella going to the bench. Dyson Daniels has had a fantastic year with steals. You know, his rebounding and block numbers are good, but he can't do it all. I mean, just because you have one elite defensive player doesn't mean you're going to be an elite defensive team. Mark, I think the way the Hawks are set up and the way that Quinn Snyder wants them to play, it's not that they don't care about defense. But they don't necessarily need to prioritize.
We're just not any good at it.
Yeah, well, they just don't. The way Quinn Snyder wants them to play, if Quinn Snyder had his way, the Hawks would take 50 threes a night.
Right.
That's how he wants them to play. He wants them to tee and high and let it fly, as he says, and play fast, play up tempo.
I like that.
You just got
to make the baskets.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to make the shots.
Exactly. And you're going to have nights where that doesn't happen. So I think, look, when was the last time a lockdown defensive team won the world championship?
Well, won
a
it.
Lockdown.
You could argue the Celtics have had a very good defense for years, but Miami got there with the defense.
Okay.
And one guy. Yeah. I mean, they got there. Right? To your point, nobody's really won it with a lockdown defense.
Yeah. And I that might be the overall philosophy across the league, not just at the Hawks. That. You know, we want to try to be good defensively, but, you know, the way you win games, and I don't like the way that basketball's evolved, but the way you win games in basketball now is you make a lot of three-pointers.
One of my questions last week on three strikes was March Madness opening weekend or the Masters, and I was shocked at the 50-50 response that I ended up getting.
Oh, that's tough.
But we have March Madness coming up this Thursday. Georgia plays at 4:35. They'll be on TBS taking on Gonzaga.
Mm.
Any surprises last night on Selection Sunday?
North Carolina getting in.
As Zeno brought up, Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director of North Carolina, is the chairman of the Selection Committee.
North Carolina and Texas getting in made a joke of this. This committee should be investigated. It should be investigated. At this point, those are just egregious examples. West Virginia had a better case. Indiana had a better case. Northwestern had a better case. I mean, yes, Bubba Cunningham is a North Carolina AD.
And he's not in the room when they talk about North Carolina.
Of course, right?
Of course not. But he's been sitting with these guys for the last 5 weeks, you know, discussing everything not related to North Carolina. I'm sure there was no influence.
So I saw a tweet last night that this is a possible Final Four scenario. One seed Auburn against one seed Florida. Mm-hmm. Two seed Bama against two seed Tennessee.
Zeno,
the potential national championship could be Auburn versus Alabama.
Zeno in shambles.
Of course. You guys love to take something I say, twist it into a narrative that you like, which is not actually what I said. When I talked about the SEC being overrated, I talked about the bottom five teams being overrated. I never denied the eliteness of the top four or five in the SEC, which include the four teams you just mentioned.
But
Florida is the best team in the country.
And Georgia beat them.
Late in the season,
I'm not saying Georgia doesn't belong in.
I thought that,
Texas
honestly,
does not belong in this tournament.
If you ask
Oklahoma.
Me about surprises, like Memphis getting a 5 seed, I thought that was weird. Like there was some overseeding. The committee clearly valued the Big East, for example, getting Xavier in there. That surprised me a little bit.
No, I thought
I thought maybe they overvalued St. John's a little bit, giving them a 2 seed as opposed to a 3 seed.
They have lost 4 games by no more than 4 points in any of them.
Yeah, but they don't play in the SEC.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.